Leah, open their mouth, and she dropped the thing in there. She dropped the thing in there. And then all of a sudden, as they grew up, she said, I'm not finna drop nothing there. It's time for them to go and get their own. It's time for them to go and get their own stuff. So she urges them to go and get their own stuff. And they don't want to go. So she said, okay, no problem. She goes and gets some branches that got sharp pointers on them and bring it back and stick it up in the net. And once the little bird back up or go forward and hit that branch that sharp, they jump out of the nest. And see, this is what it is right now in the house of prayer. May not like me. Pastor been dropping the food in all our mouths, dropping the food in all our mouths. And now pastor, then you're still looking for pastor to drop the food in our mouth. And she getting something sticky and putting it in the nest now. That make you, praise the Lord, want everybody standing. Make you want to get out of the boat now. Because if you stay there, you're going to get stick by the stick. She ain't telling you that she's doing it, but little bit by little bit, she's putting sticks up there. Causing you to move and do what you're supposed to do. Head D called me and said, hey, associate pastor. I said, yeah, what's going on, Head D? He said, I got with Mother Jones, and Mother Jones said you didn't tell her about the hot dogs and hot dog buns back there in the back. I said, you know what? You're right. I said, I'm putting sticks in the nest. Praise the Lord. You need to go and look in the refrigerator to see if the L leave something. Don't just say, well, I ain't leaving now. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. You need to go back there in the back and look. I'm putting sticks in the nest, praise the Lord. But I didn't leave you, praise the Lord. I made sure that everything was there. But you had to go and look for it this time. I didn't make the bag before I left. I had the stuff for you to put in the bag. Saints, never give up. Never give up, saints. Everybody standing, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in tonight, Lord. Father, give us the mind of not giving up, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, draw your people back, Father. Draw us back to you, Father. Draw us back to prayer, Father. Draw us back, praise the Lord, to studying our word and getting into our word, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the sick and the shed in, Lord. Maybe someone's sick tonight, Lord. In the midst and they're sick, Lord. But you say in your word, by your stripe, they are healed, Father. God, in the name of Jesus. Father, prepare, Lord God, for the shedding fast that coming, Lord. Prepare our mind. Prepare our heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. At this time, praise the Lord, would it be anyone tonight that need a special touch from the Lord? No matter what it is. It may be a healing. It may be, praise the Lord, you just need prayer. We ask that you come. The altar is open right now. The altar is open right now. We ask that you come. Would it be anyone tonight? Anyone tonight?
You need. He's in the room. He's in
Hallelujah.
The room. He's in the room.
Hallelujah.
He's in the room. Our Father hears us. He's in the room. All fear is gone. There is one. Whatever you need.
He's in the room.
He's in the room. He's He's in the room.
Come on.
He's in the room.
Let us all stand.
Our Father hears us.
This is the most holiest part of it all.
All fear is gone.
You may not need prayer. You may have already got your prayer.
He's in the room. Whatever you need.
But stand for your sister.
He's in the room.
Your brother.
He's in the room.
The person that you told, I'm praying for you.
Our Father.
For those that ask you,
he's in.
Will you pray for me?
Oh,
are you praying for me? Let us join together with the speaker. He went before God to get this. Will there be another? Will there be another? This is the most important time. The Bible says in the old days, the angels would come down and once a year, they would come down and stir the water.
He's in the room.
And everybody that got in that water received their healing, received their need.
Victory is won.
Will there be another?
Whatever you need, whatever you need.
He's in the room. He's in the room.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again, this same time next week.
This ain't no ordinary. No, 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 no. The kind of service greater.
The kind of service greater than the
ordinary. So I'm gonna give them all I have.
So I'm gonna give it all I have.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
All right, T, here we go. Cause see, we just want to let the devil know that the saints of the Most High God are making a come up. You see, no longer will we just accept these generational curses and demonic attacks. And we hereby serve notice that we're taking back our families and we're taking back our homes and churches. And you might as well get ready, devil, cause we come to take the city.
The time has come to take a stand, declare the truth to every man, yeah. Is wrong. It's time to get it on. There's no more time for playing games. Get ready for change. God's about to do a new thing. He's coming through your dry places, sending out a ray. Get ready for change. God's about to rearrange things. He's raising up a nation.
right now, ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, the preacher.
In the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the Bible says that Moses sent out 12 spies. He said for you to go out and spy out the land and see how it is. Now, it amazes me how 12 different men can go to the same place, see the same thing, and come back with conflicting reports. Ah, because the scripture says when Moses questioned the spies that he said that there were Hittites there, and there were Jebusites there, and there were Amorites there. They said the land was flowing with milk and honey, but there were just too many enemies. Ah, but I like what Caleb has to say, because the scripture says that Caleb had another spirit. He said, let us go over and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we find that Moses goes off the scene, and it begins the Joshua generation. Ah, but God tells him one thing. He says that wherever your foot shall tread, I've given it to you as a possession. Oh, we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now that God has given us the city.
You thought I was worth believing.
You claimed.
if y'all feel like standing up. Come on. I want you to know the blood rushes to the place that hurts the most.
Are you living in chaos and everything is going wrong? Is your heart hurting, aching, and all your hopes are gone? Well, are you still a part of the body? Then you should know. It's getting harder and harder to pray. Are you beginning to wonder about the prayer you prayed yesterday? Seems like the answer is never coming, and you're just barely hanging on. It's yours, cause the blood rushes to the belief
that hurts the most.
Now listen to this.
wait on the Lord. He said, I'll renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wandering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you asked the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know he doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for a mate for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her? And somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on Lord, good God Almighty, what do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I've got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord.